This is one of the most basic misunderstandings people have about giving. I remember when the treasure principle was being translated in Cuba, and it's been widely circulated in Cuba. And somebody told me, you know, I think it's cruel to take the message of giving to people who are poor. Actually, poor people have more of a grasp, alluded to this before, but more of a grasp of giving and the dignity and the joy that comes with being able to share. I mean, I have been in African countries and with people who are dirt poor who bring out the very best food to share with their American visitors. And you feel kind of guilty because sometimes the food doesn't taste that great and you're thinking, you people, out of the goodness of your heart, you're doing this for me, but you know, I don't need this. I might not even want this, you know, but the point is, the joy of their giving, the looks on their faces, the broad smiles, the happiness, the singing, and they are taking what may be the majority of their food for the next several days, and they're sharing it with you. And what we just need to understand that giving is something that God has called all of us to do. Of course, the person who is poor is not expected to give as much, but they are giving, and what they're giving may be often much more sacrificial than what we're giving. And materialism is truly a form of poverty because it makes us, you know, like the rich fool of Luke 12, rich toward ourselves and poor toward God. And when you're poor toward God, that's the ultimate poverty. You're not trusting Him, you're trusting wealth, and that's tragic.